Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so first up, a pretty intense situation in Michigan. There was an attack at a synagogue in the Detroit area. The suspect was killed by security.
Oh wow, that's awful. Was anyone else hurt?
Thankfully, the reports are saying no kids or staff were injured, which is a huge relief. Apparently, the guy crashed a car into the temple before the shooting started.
A car and a shooting? That sounds incredibly chaotic. Do we know anything about the suspect's motives?
Not a ton yet, but I'm sure more details will emerge soon. For now, the focus is on securing the scene and investigating.
Definitely. Tragic news. What else is going on?
Alright, next up, things are heating up in the Middle East. Iran is threatening energy infrastructure as the regional conflict intensifies.
Energy infrastructure? Like oil pipelines and stuff?
Exactly. And the new supreme leader is talking tough, threatening continued retaliation and even hinting at closing the Strait of Hormuz.
Okay, for people who don't know, why is the Strait of Hormuz so important?
It's a super narrow waterway that's crucial for global oil supplies. A huge percentage of the world's oil passes through there. Closing it would be a major economic blow.
So, this isn't just a regional issue, it affects everyone.
Precisely. Which is why the world is watching this very closely. And speaking of the Middle East, in a related story, a U.S. military refueling aircraft crashed in Iraq.
Oh no, what happened?
Details are still emerging, but it seems like it was supporting operations related to the tensions with Iran. Rescue efforts are underway.
That's terrible. Let's hope everyone involved is okay. Shifting gears completely, I saw a story about a shooting at Old Dominion University in Virginia.
Yeah, that's awful. One person was killed, two were injured. But here's the crazy part, ROTC students subdued and killed the shooter.
Whoa. ROTC to the rescue? That's intense. So, these students basically stopped a mass shooting?
That's the story. Apparently, the shooter shouted Allahu Akbar before opening fire, and the FBI is investigating it as a potential act of terrorism.
That's a lot to unpack. So, incredibly sad, but also, those ROTC students are heroes. Okay, one more story, still related to the Strait of Hormuz, right?
Yep. There's a wave of attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz, and it's really choking off that key waterway.
So, it's not just threats anymore, it's actually happening? Ships are being attacked?
Exactly. There are growing calls for ship escorts to protect vessels moving through the strait. A Thai tanker was hit recently, and analysts are saying it might be a message to the U.S.
Okay, so to recap, synagogue attack in Michigan, escalating tensions in the Middle East with threats to oil supplies, a U.S. military plane crash, a shooting at a university stopped by ROTC students, and attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Heavy stuff today.
Definitely a lot to process. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with more news.